We want to read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, here, just a few verses of the Word of God. Verse 53, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him, that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Amen. May God bless the short reading of his word to all of our hearts. It says at the end of verse 56 here, of the people who were sick, as many as touched him were made whole. We look around the world today and we still see, of course, this plague, this disease of the coronavirus is very much at large. No matter where we look, whatever place it may be, it could be United Kingdom, it could be over Europe, United States of America, way in Australia. This plague has come over all the world. In the news broadcasts, we see people lying in beds of hospital in their sickness. Here's what we find in this passage. The Lord Jesus Christ comes to Gennesaret, and it tells us that when people heard about him coming, they heard, here is the Messiah, here is the Saviour, we have got to get the sick to them. And they ran and they got their sick, and it tells us here they laid him in the streets. Well, could you picture the sight? There they are, mothers, fathers, men, women, maybe boys and girls, in their sickness, lying in the streets. There they were, smitten down with some particular sickness and illness, feeble, unable to help themselves. Dear friends, that's a great picture of us. None of us wants the coronavirus. Maybe you said, well, I'm escaping, I'm hiding in my home, I'm watching myself, and rightly so. But we have a disease, every one of us. It is the disease of sin. It has touched not just some of the world, nor half of the world, but all of us, everyone, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Everyone in the world has sinned against God. The Bible is clear, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have this plague of sin within us. Every one of us is dying. We all are. We may not have the coronavirus and dying, but listen, we're all dying, every one of us. Like the people here lying in the street, they were sick, they were dying. But it tells us great news here, the Lord Jesus was among them. And it tells us here that as many as touched the Lord Jesus Christ was made healed, was made whole. He cleansed them. Listen, he saved them. As many as touched him were made whole. Christ the answer. He was the answer, and friends, he is the answer today to all of us. He is the Saviour of the world. We need to come to him. We need to trust him. We need to touch him by faith to be saved, to get our sins forgiven, to get our souls saved. As many as touched him was made whole. And you find here just a few simple things about this touch. There was a personal touch. Notice the text says, as many as touched him. Now think of this. If anybody wanted to be healed, and they wanted to be healed, they had to touch the Lord Jesus themselves. Their friends could do everything they could for them, and they did. When they heard the Lord Jesus Christ had come into the community. It tells us here they did about four things. They ran. Where did they run? They ran to the homes of the people that they knew were sick. It may have been a neighbour, it may have been a friend, or perhaps it was a loved one, someone they loved very, very much. And we see them running into this home and say, listen, the Messiah has come, the Lord Jesus Christ has come into the community. And they ran and they told them. And then it tells us here that they carried them. Now they had those beds that they just lifted, a bit like perhaps a stretcher, but they lifted them and they carried them. Didn't matter about the distance, didn't matter how hard a work it was, they gathered around the beds and they carried them. And listen, they laid them on the streets. They knew where the Lord Jesus was passing by. It may have been a city, a village, a country. They said, he's passing this way. And they laid that person on the street and besought the Lord Jesus when he passed by that they might touch him. But here's what I want you to notice. Their friends did everything they could to bring him to Jesus, but they couldn't heal him. If the person who was sick wanted to be healed, they had to reach out that hand. And they had to touch the Lord Jesus themselves. It had to be a personal touch. And they had to reach forth and touch him. And we notice here, they besought him. In other words, they called or they prayed. And we can see these people lying on the street. And this, they're crying, the Lord Jesus, heal me, help me. They're crying out, dear friends, in desperation to the Christ. There's no one else could heal them. There's no one else could help them. And so they're reaching out themselves. They're crying from their heart. They're really saying to the Lord, I need thee. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm weak. I'm dying. I'm lying on the street. And we're crying out to Christ to touch him. Dear friends, they touched Christ. Look at where they touched him. The Bible says here, touched but the border of his garment. My Lord, he seemingly had a garment on, there was a border. Anybody knows anything about sewing? I'm not one of them, of course. But anybody knows anything about sewing knows this. The border is the last thing that's done. It's the finished work. The finished work. And we see these people in their sickness, on the street, listen, dying. The Lord Jesus Christ is in their midst. And they reach out the hand and they touch, if it is just the border of his garment. And dear friends, they touched the finished work. This is touching Jesus. How can you get your sins forgiven? Listen, as I said before, we're dying. We're in our sin. There's heaven for those who's saved. There's hell for those who's not. You'll lose your soul. How can you be saved? Personally, you must come to Christ. Do you remember the Philippian jailer who was in jail and he was dying? He saw it. He was lost and he cried out from the depth of his heart, what must I do to be saved? What have I got to do? And Paul and Silas said to this man, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But he noticed, he said, what should I do to be saved? He had to come to Christ himself. By faith, of course. He had to trust Christ. And so have you. And you must come to Christ yourself. Repent from your sin and trust him with all your heart and cry, Lord, save me, and touch the finished work. The finished work, of course, is the crucifixion, the blood shedding of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, when he died upon the cross, he cried from the very depth of his heart, it is finished. You see, the teaching of the Bible says the Lord Jesus died for our sins. He suffered for our sins. That's why he came. He came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, the Bible tells us. And he took our sin upon his own body, upon the tree. And he took our punishment and he paid the price for our salvation. He shed his blood and he died and he rose again the third day. You see, the Bible tells me salvation is through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ his Son that cleanses us from all sin, nothing but the blood. We sing that great hymn, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I hear people today say, no, I'm touching a particular church to save me. I'm touching my works. No, I'm touching the law of God. These things are good in their own way, friends. Or I'm touching my baptism or my confirmation to take away my sin and to save my soul. But dear friends, these things will not save you. The law of God, the commandments doesn't save you. Trying to do the best you can will not save you either. Because if these things did save you, why did Christ come? Sure, we could have been saved by keeping the law. We could have been saved and get to heaven by trying to do good works. But the fact is we couldn't. That's why he left heaven. God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And he came down into this world to bleed and die. Listen, to save us. And he did this. And he shed his blood. He made that great sacrifice unto God the Father to turn away his wrath from us. You see, we've got to touch the finished work. It's the way of the cross that leads home. We sing a hymn sometimes, nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to the cross I cling. You must reach forth and touch Christ yourself. You must come to him. And you must put your whole faith. These people were holding on. Listen, they were holding on to no one else or to nothing else but the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't have one hand on Christ and one hand on Peter, one hand on Christ or one hand on John or any other of the disciples. They had their hand on Christ, friends. And you need Christ 100%, no one else. Not your parents, not your wife, not your husband, not your minister, not your church can save you. None but the Lord Jesus Christ could save. It's a personal touch. I meet people sometimes in ministry and I ask them about being, are they saved? They say, well, that's a very personal thing. Well, so it is. I tell them, so it is. But of course, if I'm saved, I want to tell people. But they say, well, it's personal. Friends, it is personal. Have you come to Christ? Have you believed in him with all your heart? Have you repented from your sin? Have you trusted him to save your soul? You must. It must be your faith. It must be your turning to Jesus Christ that will save you. You must come to him with all of your heart. It's a personal touch. Can I say something else about this? It was a powerful touch. Because notice it says, and as many as touched him were made whole. And there's no doubt about this. This was tremendous. It didn't matter what was wrong. The Bible doesn't tell us what was wrong with them. They were diseased. It means they were feeble. They were weak. They were sick. They were dying. It didn't matter what was wrong with this people. As many as touched them, they were made whole. Notice this. They were healed instantly. Instantly. In one moment. They just had to touch Christ the once and believe. He can heal me. He can save me. It didn't have to come again and again and again to ask the Lord Jesus to heal them. Or to. No. One touch. One moment. Trusting Jesus. Laying hold upon Christ with all of their heart, friends. Believing in him with all of their heart, and they trust him. And notice here, instantly, these people were healed. Here's the great news of the gospel. I want to say this to you if you're here and listening in your home today. The Lord Jesus can save you in a moment. In a moment. It's not a continuous thing at all. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, listen, shall be saved. I don't. turn to him. I come to him with all my heart. I cast myself upon Christ. I say, Lord Jesus, would you save me? Dear friends, he hears. He reaches forth. He saves. He cleanses. Immediately, we read of the man in the Bible. It says he cried out from the depth of his heart, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Bible says he went down to his house justified in a moment. The dying faith on the cross was at the very edge of eternity, a lost eternity. And he looked across to the Lord Jesus and he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord Jesus says, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He was saved in a moment. The Lord Jesus can save you now. He can take away all your sin now. In a moment. In one moment, friends, he can save you. Instantly. I found that true in my own life by coming to Christ. In a moment, he saved me. And these people were healed instantly and completely. It says, as many as touched him, listen, were made whole. Over in the account in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 36, it says, as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Notice this. Perfectly whole. There's no half measures with the Lord Jesus Christ. No. Didn't half heal them. Dear friends, completely. These people were healed and made whole. And this is great news. The Lord Jesus doesn't half save us. He doesn't half take away our sins. No. Completely. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He takes away all our sin. He saves our soul not for 6 months, not for 6 weeks, but forever. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. He makes us new people. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things become new. He changes us. He transforms us. He makes us completely whole. I don't know what's holding you. What is it? Drugs? Immorality? Gambling? Drink? What is it? Your sin? Here's the good news. The Lord Jesus Christ can make you whole. Don't be afraid to trust him. I meet with people, I say, about being saved. And they say, well, I couldn't live it. I couldn't keep it. Dear friends, you're trusting Jesus to keep you. He will save you. He will take away your sin. Trust him. They were made perfectly whole. The Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save to the very uttermost. To the uttermost. I believe Jesus saves and his blood washes whiter than the snow. Here's a powerful touch. They were made perfectly whole. You can't do this. Your church can't do this. But the Lord Jesus Christ can do it, friends. Reach forth today. Throw off your sin. You must repent from your sin. You must cast your sin to the side. You must come to Christ and say, Lord Jesus, save me. Wash me. Forgive me all my sin. I don't want to lose my soul to a lost eternity. I want everlasting life. He'll make you perfectly whole. Trust him. Trust him, friends, with all your heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, and I shalt be saved. He'll do it. Do you believe he'll do it for you? Do you believe he can do it for you? This is faith, friends. Trust him. He'll make you whole. Can I say, lastly also, it was a prompt touch. We notice here in this passage, the Lord Jesus was only passing by. He came to Gennesaret. He was passing through. And the people knew this when the Lord Jesus was passing through. He maybe wasn't passing this way again. They had to reach forth there and then. It was a day of opportunity, of trusting Christ, of coming to him. And friends, it was a prompt touch. Some people maybe says, well, I'll get him again. Some other time. But that day never came. And for you to be saved, I want to say to you here in closing, the Bible says, behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Maybe there are some people here who listen to my voice and say, well, I know I had to be saved and I've put it off for years. Friends, when will you die? When will you die? When will God's Spirit cease to strive with you? We know not. You're in the day of opportunity. The Bible says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Dear friends, he will wash you. He will cleanse you. Now is the day of opportunity. We sing that hymn sometimes, be in time. Be in time when the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait and you find no open gate and your cry will be too late, be in time. When are you going to get saved? When are you going to come to Christ? You keep putting it off. You keep putting it off. Some other time I'll get right with God. Some other time I'll settle a matter about my sin, about my soul. Friends, I say to you, come to Jesus Christ today. It's a day of opportunity. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You may not die of coronavirus today, but you may die of something else. Even this particular moment, there are people I know, I heard about, who has died. Dear friends, it's important to be ready. Trust Christ with all your heart today. Think of these words. These are tremendous words in God's precious book. As many as touched them were made whole. If you come to Christ, he'll save you. On the authority of God's word. He said he will. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and touch him. Come and trust him, friends. You'll never, never regret coming to Christ, and he will save you. I trust the Lord will bless his word to your heart today. Amen.